Well, welcome in, all my friends, to Sunday Grass. I am your host, Debbie Linhausen, coming to you from Northwestern Ontario, Canada. Sunday Grass started as an idea to share my father's love of bluegrass with others and to learn more about bluegrass history, and just found that I loved the process. And in November of 2023, I started having guests on the show. In this podcast, we're going to go into quite a few of those interviews with many guests: Bronwyn Keith Hines, Greg Blake, Chris Jones of Chris Jones and the Night Drivers, Tim Stafford, and many, many more still to come. And if you'd like to subscribe, you can go to a Linktree, Sunday Grass, and there's a subscriber button right there. And if you could please take some time to rate the podcast on your platform where you're listening. Hope you enjoy the interview.
I think I'll make a resolution that I'll never make another one, and just enjoy my ride on this trip around the sun.
Originally from Charlottesville, Virginia, Bronwyn Keith Hines is a two-time International Bluegrass Music Association's Fiddler Player of the Year, and her first solo album, Fiddler's Pastime, released in 2020, hit number one on the Bluegrass Today charts. She has performed with the likes of Molly Tuttle, Jerry Douglas, Old Crow Medicine Show, the Poe Ramblin' Boys, the Milk Carton Kids, Daly and Vincent, Sarah Jarosz, and so many, many more. She's striking out solo now with the BKH Band, and we have her here with us this morning on Sunday Grass. And welcome into Sunday Grass, Bronwyn. How are you this morning?
I'm great. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm just excited to have you here today. Trip Around the Sun, we just heard, and I just love that song. It's so beautiful. Can you tell us a little bit of the backstory and how you came to record this with Dierks Bentley?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a song by Big Al Anderson. He was a rocker and a songwriter, and I've just loved this song for a while. You know, kind of one of the fun things about doing this new album I'm working on was kind of picking the vocal collaborators. After I'd recorded the song, I'd listen to the track and I'd be like, okay, who do I want to hear sing on this with me? And Dierks definitely came to mind right away on this one. We had gotten to open for him last summer with Molly Tuttle and Golden Highway. We did several weekends of shows, and I've loved his music, and especially his collaborations with bluegrass folks since I was a teenager. Like, his album Up on the Ridge was one of the things that got me listening to bluegrass in college. So it was kind of a really cool full circle moment to be able to, you know, I was thrilled that he said yes to be able to record a song with him.
Oh, that's so awesome. Where did you guys record? Right in Nashville or?
Yeah, right in Nashville. This little studio in East Nashville called The Cave.
Okay. Yeah, I think I've seen you post a little bit about that for sure. And now, who was with you for instrumentals on the background?
I kind of lucked out. I had Brian Sutton playing guitar, Jerry Douglas played dobro.
Wow.
My Golden Highway bandmate Dominic Leslie played mandolin. Wes Corbett played banjo, and Jeff Picker played bass. So
it's so beautiful. I just love it. I just love it. And so, yeah, so you went to a Berklee College of Music in Boston. So tell the listeners a little bit about the journey towards, you know, growing as a musician and heading towards like where you ended up with Molly Tuttle.
Absolutely. Yeah. I started at Berklee in 2009, and that just happened to be the year I wanted to go to college. And I was started to hear about this place. It was like a place that a lot of bluegrass and improvising fiddlers were coming out of. But it happened that the year I joined, they started this American roots music program that I didn't even fully know about. I just showed up, and they had this program which had attracted like probably their biggest class ever of bluegrass and old time musicians. So the year I joined, and like a few years after, while I was still in school, it was all of my Golden Highway bandmates except for Shelby. So all of them, just kind of like so many people. Alex Hargraves from the Billy Strings Band, and Sierra Hull, Courtney Hartman, Mike Barnett, just you, Sam Grisman, you know, just you name it, all these folks just happened to be in my year. So it was a really inspiring place to kind of to be, you know, and I feel like that has continued to shape my musical path and probably will for the rest of my life just because I ended up meeting all these people, you know.
Oh my God, the jams must have been amazing.
They were incredible. We would live in these like big group houses, you know, where there'd be like five bedrooms and, you know, five different kids would be living in there. And so you'd have these parties where every room had a different jam session, like of a different genre. So you'd like walk around, it's like choose your own adventure. Do you want to jam on bluegrass or Celtic or old time or jazz or swing? Or,
fun. What a fun college experience. Oh, I just love hearing these stories. So then did you head right out with Molly Tuttle or did you do your own thing after college or what happened next?
Yeah, so after that, I actually started a band called Mile 12, and it was a bluegrass band. It was kind of a fully collaborative band. That was kind of, that had been my first idea of a thing I wanted to do, you know, band modeled after like the infamous String Dusters or something where everyone's a full partner and you collaborate on everything. So I did that for about 7 years, and, you know, we've got to toured all over the world, did some really cool things. But then kind of when the pandemic kind of hit, that, you know, that sort of like changed things, you know, we weren't able to tour for a while. And after that, when the pandemic let up a little in, I guess it was summer of 2021, Molly gave me a call and was like, "Hey, I'm starting this new bluegrass project. Do you want to be a part of it?" And I just kind of was, I felt like I was ready for a change musically. I wanted a new challenge. And I just felt like I couldn't say no. It sounded too exciting.
Well, and Mile 12, now you and Mile 12, did you not win the IBMA New Artist of the Year in 2020? Am I correct on that?
We did, which was, you know, cool. It was wonderful. Like that was something we'd always hoped to win, but it was a little bit bittersweet that the year we won, it was like a Zoom, you know, we were just sitting on our couches watching it happen.
Yeah. But Well, the pandemic wasn't fun for anybody, of course. Yeah.
No.
So you've performed with so many artists. Like you say, you had Jerry Douglas on backup on Trip Around the Sun, Old Crow Medicine Show. I don't want to get you to pick your favorite, but what is your favorite performance live anywhere, say, in the world? I know that's probably a hard one.
Whoa, an interesting question. I don't know. I mean, one thing that was a really memorable moment recently was getting to sit in with Dave Matthews Band at the Gorge last year. Ooh. I feel like that was a really important moment for me. I'm actually from Charlottesville, Virginia, which is where Dave Matthews is from.
Oh,
so
cool.
Just
connection.
You know, and so to be able to talk to him about that and then get up on stage, and that was literally the most people I've ever played for. And just, you know, I don't know how many it was, maybe 20,000. I don't even want to say, cause I'm not sure, but it was the hugest crowd. And to just be able to jam with those kind of musicians was a really kind of life-changing moment.
Oh, wow. That sounds like so much fun. And, you know, with Instagram lives and stuff now, we get to see a little bit into your world. Like, I'm way up in Canada, so the only way I can see you perform live is at D's. And tell everybody about you're heading to D's quite a bit, right? D's Live Lounge, right?
Yeah. So D's, it's called D's Country Cocktail Lounge. Okay. So it's in Madison, Tennessee, which is like right outside. It's still in the Nashville area.
Yeah.
Nashville metro area. And I think it's one of the coolest dive bars in the Nashville area. It's, and they've got this bluegrass night on Mondays, and they had this band East Nashgrass do it for a long time. They play it every week. And recently they've started touring too much to even be able to do that.
Right.
And I kind of took over that weekly gig. So it's 6 to 8 p.m. Central Time. And they stream it on Facebook and YouTube,
yes.
Which is really cool because then I just end up hearing from people like literally all over the world that are watching this. And
I get a notification.
But it's for me, it's
week.
Oh, you do?
I do. I watched you lots and I'm just like, wow, could she ever play? I mean, your whole band, of course. But
that's cool. Yeah. It's just a fun, you know, but it's a fun low pressure. I mean, kind of low pressure, but all you guys are watching it. But,
you don't really know that.
Low pressure.
Yeah, because you don't really know that. You're just getting into your jam. So who, like,
totally.
in this last little run you had, correct me if I'm wrong, Wesley Corbett, Frank Carter Rishi, Jeff Saunders, Reed Stutz, and Vicky Vaughn?
Yeah, it's been kind of a rotating cast. Like Jeff Saunders played bass last week with me at D's, but Vicky Vaughn was out with me the weekend before on bass. and Thomas Castle played mandolin the weekend before, but then I had Reed's set. So it's just kind of like whoever's available. You know, it's a still pretty, you know, I don't have enough gigs yet to be able to like ask anybody to commit to it full time. You know, everybody's got their own stuff going on, but it's been really fun getting to collaborate with all these different world-class musicians.
So who's coming up for, who's hanging out with you? Your next time at D's is next Monday, right?
Yeah, let's see. Wes is back, and he's the banjo player with the Sam Bush Band. He's incredible. Vicky Vaughn's back. Reed Stutz is back. Frank Rishi's playing guitar. So
tell everybody about your solo recordings, what's coming up, because we're going to head into a couple more tracks. The album is going to be called Trip Around the Sun, am I right?
Actually, it's going to be called I Built a World, but this is definitely a sneak preview about that, because I haven't, you know, you guys are getting the first first look at that. But yeah, it's called I Built a World, and the whole album's coming out, I believe we decided on May 24th. I know my team has been a little bit, they've been trying to nail a few things down, but I think it's coming out at the end of May, and it's my first vocal record. I've never put out a record where I'm singing all the songs before. So,
well, you have really a beautiful voice, and I love it. So what else is coming up? Now you're going to be heading out with Molly Tuttle, right? Molly Tuttle and Golden Highway, I should say.
Yeah, totally. I've got a busy year with them. We're going to be on the bus all year, touring all around. And I've got a few more of my own shows. Well, I'm trying to do that D's gig every Monday whenever I can if I'm in town. And I'm playing up in Paducah, Kentucky, May 4th at Paducah Beer Works. That's going to be a fun show.
Who's going to be with you that night up in Paducah?
Let's see, who's going to be there? Jeff Saunders, who is Sierra Farrell's bass player. Reed Stutz, Frank Rishi. And Chris Wade is going to be playing banjo. He's another great banjo player I get to play with sometimes.
Oh, for fun. So where are you guys heading on the Molly Tuttle's tour? Correct me. What is the name of the tour again? I should know this.
Oh, what is it? Down the Rabbit Hole?
Down the Rabbit Hole, right. Are you heading to Europe? Yeah. Where is it going to be? Or is it all in the States? Or?
It seems like it's all in the States.
Okay.
As far as I know, they haven't given us the fall yet, so I can't tell you what's happening then, but it's all I've seen so far is a lot of stuff in the States, a lot of really cool festivals, a lot of headlining stuff at clubs, and I think we are going to Mexico in December for Strings and Soul Festival.
Oh, well, that's cool. I didn't know about that one. I keep hearing about all these festivals, and I'm just like, I want to go.
We got to do the Edmonton Folk Festival last year, and that was really fun.
Oh, and I missed you. I could have drove. Yeah, I want some Canada dates. You got to put it, you know, for yourself or somebody. Come to Canada. You know, the snow will be gone.
Definitely.
In May. I hope.
I know you guys have a lot of great festivals up there, so I bet they'll send us up there again. The thing coming out is the album. We put out Trip Around the Sun, and that was the last single planned. So
okay.
So the next thing is the whole record.
Yeah, so tell us about the first album.
Yeah, so I put out a record in 2020, and that was my debut record, period. That was the first thing I'd ever put out. And that was, I consider it an instrumental record, but it did have guest vocalists. I didn't sing anything on that. I wasn't really singing at that point. So I wrote a bunch of tunes, and then I asked a bunch of my favorite singers to sing on it as well. And so that was a really cool record. It was a strange time to put it out, but I had it and I wanted to put it out while I was still excited about it, you know, in 2020. So I was just like, well, what the heck? I'll just do it.
And it hit number one on Bluegrass Today charts.
It did. I was thrilled how it did. You know, I put it out myself, you know, it's an independent record. I did all the work for it. So it was really cool to have it have some success that way. Yeah.
So you are living now in Nashville with your fiance, Jason Carter. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yes, and it's a fiddling household.
It is. I know. I watched a couple of your performances together, and you guys are just on fire together. It's so much fun.
Aww.
And your banter back and forth, you know, it is quite enjoyable. And so plans for the wedding, or are you keeping it secret?
It's a secret even from us, because we're still at the beginning stages of trying to plan it. Well, I was just texting my brother this morning, asking him what he's doing this fall. I know he's going to be trying. I'm like, all right, I need you there at least. we're trying to figure it out. Probably sometime this fall it'll happen.
Yeah, well, that's it. You're both so busy, I'm sure. So was your family musical?
They weren't, but they were very supportive. Like, they would drive me to fiddle lessons and camps and all these things, but neither of them play music at all.
Because you do some teaching yourself, or you were. I don't know if you still have time for it.
Yeah, I go through phases. Like, I used to teach a lot of private lessons, and recently I've kind of transitioned to just doing like group classes on Zoom. It's just a more time efficient way to, you know, still be able to teach a little bit.
Well, so anybody, if you want to take a fiddle lesson from Bronwyn Keith Hines, how do they do that?
Well, I just kind of post about it on my social media whenever I realize I've got some free time and decide to do a class. So subscribe to me on Instagram or Facebook, and you'll see when I'm doing the next one.
And then how can they do that? Where do they find you all your stuff? Where is it all collected?
My Instagram, what's the handle? Well, it's just Bronwyn Keith Hines, all one word. And it's the one with the blue check mark. There's a lot of scammers these days. So you got to watch out for fake accounts. Yeah, and same thing on Facebook.
And then you do have a web page, don't you?
Oh, I do, yeah. BronwynKeithHines.com.
There we go. So everybody can find you there. Well, I want to thank you so much for coming today. And we're going to go into a couple more tracks off of your upcoming album. And we're going to go into Can't Live Without Love. And who's singing with you on that one?
Molly Tuttle and Sam Bush. Kind of a dream team right there.
I know, for fun. So did you ask them to come on, or?
I did. And that was kind of one of the most fun things about doing this record was, like, once I recorded my singing, you know, I got the track done, and then I got to kind of sit around with my producer and brainstorm about who would want to hear whose voice would work on what song. And this was my first choice for this song, was to hear Molly and Sam sing on, both just two of my favorite bluegrass singers.
Yeah, for sure. I'm a huge Sam Bush fan, and as well, of course, Molly Tuttle. You know, and who would be your favorite, because Sunday Grass does a lot of bluegrass history on older musicians. Who would be your favorite old-time bluegrass player?
Well, I'm a huge Vassar Clements fan. He's been a big influence on me.
Yes, of course, yeah.
Yeah, and Chubby Wise as well. I've learned a lot from Chubby Wise, and I feel like his playing is definitely a big part of my bluegrass fiddle sound.
Oh, nice, nice. Well, I'm just going to, if you want to say hi to all the Sunday Grass listeners, and tell them again where you can catch you next.
Yeah. I just wanted to say hello to all the Sunday Grass listeners, and you can catch me. I'll be playing live at Dee's Lounge almost every Monday this month here in Madison, Tennessee. You can stream it on YouTube and Facebook, and I've also got some out-of-town shows coming up. I'll be playing in Paducah, Kentucky on May 4th.
Nice. Well, thanks so much for taking the time to come to Sunday Grass. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me, Debbie. Really appreciate it.
Yes, you're very welcome. I enjoyed this. Can't Live Without Love, Bronwyn Keith Hines, Sam Bush, and Molly Tuttle. And what a fun interview. Thanks so much for coming by Sunday Grass. Sunday Grass goes live every Sunday mornings and Sunday evening. You can find it on three radio stations, 8 a.m. Central Standard Time, KSDM 104.1 Lakes Country in International Falls, Minnesota. And then at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time, Bluegrass Planet Radio on the Live 365 or TuneIn app, or the direct link is bluegrassplanetradio.com. And then at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time or 6 p.m. Central, it is at the WSBB Network, 91.7 FM in Powell, Tennessee. And that's Danny Hensley's Southern Branch Bluegrass and Gospel Radio. And I am very appreciative of the support of those FM stations. And I'm very appreciative for all of your support. If you'd like to learn more about Sunday Grass, you can just go to Linktree Sunday Grass. There is lots of links to older episodes, which I will be starting to load up here on the podcast platform. As well, there is spots for guests. If you'd like to be a guest on a Sunday Grass Grass Show. You can send a message there, or you can send an email to sundaygrassradio@gmail.com. I have really enjoyed the past couple of years developing the Sunday Grass Show to where it is now today. Sunday Grass was established in 2022 in memory of my father, who was a huge bluegrass lover. He played the mandolin and the guitar, and doing the Sunday Grass Show weekly brings back lovely memories of him and music. May you keep a bluegrass in your heart, music in your soul, and a two-step in your boots. See you soon, my friends.